Hey, everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
We are the Playmakers,
and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, everybody, this is Director Joshua Coates.
Hey, y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Buff on Hampton.
I'm Greg Ellis.
What's going on, Dallas, Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Hi, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great.
Okay, cool. I love it. All right, let's get into it. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Talking Points. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I have with me a very young, talented, and gifted filmmaker and screenwriter. Her name is Christina Faith, and we're going to be talking about Love You Right. It's an R&B musical which tells the story of the endless trials and events that forced a multi-platinum R&B artist named Will Clay to hit rock bottom. And he, in the process, comes to understand the true meaning of loyalty and love. Sounds like a lot of people I know. Clay, he thought that it was all he needed to make it to stardom and succeed in the music industry. But between scandal and opportunistic frenemies, if you watch TV, you sing that. He learns the age-old proverb that pride does indeed come before the fall. As a result, he's got to reckon with his faith, family, and his real and true friends to rebuild the career and life he desires. Now, the cool part about this film that we're going to be talking about today is it's a groundbreaking independent black film that illuminates love through R&B and highlights the depths of interpersonal relationships. My guest today said this when she was asked about it. She's extremely excited to be working with Byron Allen's company, Freestyle Digital Media, and she believes that the film's digital distribution is a testament to his commitment to uplifting black creators and their content. Help me welcome to the show, Christina Faith.
Hey, what's up? You call me young. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, you are very young, and you are an inspiration to creatives of all ages and generations, myself included. So in the Love You Right film that is available now, I want to just go ahead and dive right into it. Go ahead and tell us about the film and tell us about yourself.
Yeah, now you said it all. So we follow the journey of Will Clay. And so we kind of figure out what he actually loves and what he doesn't. Who he loves and who he doesn't, and how music is really important to him.
Okay. And in the process, you kind of just touch on all of the points of a journey, you know, in a story like that, right?
Yes. Yeah. So the cool thing about this film is that it's designed to make you feel like you are physically following the character.
All right.
We shot it a lot like a reality show, mm-hmm. in order, you know, to get that feel of being there with him.
Yeah.
We wanted to unveil what it's like to be behind the scenes of a creative, of a musician, who's, you know, relaunching their career and just still trying to find their way even in the midst of that.
Yeah, and so you kind of telling on the industry a little bit, huh?
I don't know if I'm telling. You know, I'm hopefully, you know, free Britney. Free Britney Spears.
Yeah. Right. I love that. And as I've told you before, I have followed your tweets and everything else about the film over the last couple of years. And I'm so excited that this film is now available, and so glad to see your dream come true. When I say that you're young, obviously I mean it, you're young, but most of the time dreams die with age. And so it's so good to see you persevere through many challenges, professional and personal. And so I'm so excited that you, again, I'm just gonna keep saying I'm really excited, you know, especially movies. It's not like a song or an album. Where it may take, you know, you may max out at about 20 to 30,000 if you really want to push it, you know, but we're talking about a film that requires thousands upon thousands, you know, in each phase, and it can get really expensive, and you know, really, you know, could easily run out of resources before you even done filming. So talk about the journey to completion of Love You Right.
Yeah, so I think that we definitely ran out of resources several times. But I think the journey to completion for it was, you know, everyone likes to shoot. Shooting is, I think, is it's grueling to shoot.
Yeah.
But it's an easier part of the process, mm-hmm. because once you're finished that day or through the, you know, however long it takes, mm-hmm. you know, you're done.
Right.
You know, you're done on set. The post-production is really what takes so much more of the grit to really get it done, mm-hmm. On the back end. And so, you know, you're pushing, you know, a crew of people on set, which is hard. It's not easy. I ain't saying it's easy. It certainly wasn't easy to shoot in 21 days, 16, 20 hour days. It was not easy for anyone,
yeah.
Especially with our limited budget. But I, you know, everyone, you know, put their head down and just, you know, we laugh a lot and got it through it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, the process of it was, you know, figuring out how do we shoot in 21 days, 14 days at a time, and then 1 week, 7 days, because Mark wasn't available outside of that, during that time that we wanted to shoot. And so, yeah, we just had to figure out just how to make it work. We did over 40 locations. The music had to all be, so when we got Mark, we literally got him for 21 days period. And so we knew we had to do all the promo stuff, all the photos, we had to do all of the music. And you know, you have to do the music, because guess what, the music is a part of what you're filming,
right?
So he recorded all the songs in a 6-hour session with Crystal Typewriter Oliver and Benjamin Thomas. And so yeah, it was just an experience that none of us will ever forget.
Yeah. So with that being said, do you have other projects that you want to pursue, or is this kind of your label love for now?
Oh no, I'm currently working on my next feature right now.
Okay.
We have to figure out how to shoot it. I'm finishing writing it now. But yeah, no, this is what we do. We're gonna keep working.
Okay, that's really good. Now you wrote
because I ain't that young. I'm 30. I'm about to be 38. I'm not that young.
You are young. Okay, let me tell you. I'll be 39 this year. Let me tell you, you are young, okay? Look, we are young. Or should I say, we are still young. And let me say this. You wrote, directed, and produced the film. Talk about how grueling the process that was.
After we got rid of the first draft, we literally, me and Marquise, we stopped the first draft. We was like, okay, this ain't it.
Okay.
And started over and really started to dive into what we desired the character to be. It wasn't a grueling process, which normally film writing is.
Mm-hmm.
It was more so us figuring out the voices of the characters we were creating and their intent and desires, their whys. And so, yeah, Love You Right, it wasn't a hard film to write. We rewrote it after that first time. We rewrote it about 4 or 5 times, you know, just tweaking it, getting feedback, you know, figuring it out. It wasn't so much a love story in the beginning as it became.
Okay.
But everyone who read it was like, I want to see more of the love. So, even when we were shooting, everybody was like, I want to see more of the love. So, we wrote 3 or 4 more scenes to, you know, expound that.
Okay. Wow. And so the film has been picked up by Freestyle Digital Media. As the person, this is your baby. This is, you know, this is all you. You know, obviously Marquise that helped you co-write it, but being picked up by a distributor, what was that process like as an indie film writer?
Oh man, that's so we had a so this is definitely not on me. It's over 100 people who worked on this film.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no. So that process was very interesting. It's very interesting because it's a gift and a curse of how we got picked up. Because of COVID hit, we were actually supposed to be doing our festival run during the time COVID hit.
Okay.
And festivals had changed a lot of things. And so our original plan of how we would push the movie shifted tremendously. Then what happened was it just sat. You know, we kept working on it, but it sat. We couldn't figure out like how to release it, how to do a premiere, what it would take. It would cost a little too much to do a drive-in, and we couldn't find the place for the drive-in. Then it was like, well, how do you man the people at the drive-in?
Yeah.
You know, we're on a limited budget. And so what happened was there was a program that popped up on my Twitter called Start With 8 Hollywood, and it was a new diversity and inclusion initiative for women of color. Mm-hmm. And so with that, what they did was they matched you with mentors, and I had missed the deadline, and I just was like, hey, I have a film that's already done. I would love to be a part of the program. And they were like, actually, you're exactly the type of person we were looking for. Wow. And they let me in. And so I got distribution mentors who walked me through the process, taught me about distribution, what to look for, what not to look for. One of my distribution mentors gave me a list of distributors. I sent him an email. He tweaked my email, and then we sent it back out, and I ended up getting, I think we ended up getting like 14 to 20 different offers from distribution companies. And so we cracked the code of distribution through that. And so now I can, like, I've done distribution front to back now. So now I completely understand the process. I understand why it's so hard to get distribution, and I understand how it works. And so that process was, it was bittersweet. It was definitely because of George Floyd and the uprising. And so, yeah, distribution, even once we got it, you still have to do all the deliverables and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of information that is not available online.
Yeah.
And so we had to learn about the process, what needs to be done, how to do it. You know, we had to prepare over 500 documents to turn in, quality control.
Yeah.
Got to make sure all your music is licensed properly.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was a process. We had done a lot of the work, you know, ahead of time because I had worked on things before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a part of a distribution process before for a documentary series.
Okay.
But I had never done it solely myself.
Yeah.
And so this was really eye opening for us and definitely helped us prepare for the next time. And now we're actually about to go through the same process for our Africa and European rights, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, it's expanding. So would you say Freestyle Digital Media chose y'all, or did y'all choose them?
No, we chose them.
Okay.
We had other offers.
You had other
offers. We chose them because they could get it out when we wanted to get it out. That was like one of the big things.
Okay.
The company we really wanted, they didn't want to release us to the end of 2021, 2022.
Oh, yeah.
And so for us, they would have done a lot more for us. But it wouldn't have been a lot for us marketing wise, but we would have had to wait a whole nother year. And I just felt that, and I felt that now was the time that we needed this movie to come out, especially because we want to work on another movie. So we're going to, you know, I funded this movie myself.
Ooh.
I would like to not fund the next movie, but if I have to, I'm going to do it.
Gotcha.
But also, you know, you want to get more eyes on you as a creative and on your team. And so Freestyle Digital Media was just, they were just really easy. Their negotiations they were good for us.
Gotcha. I love that. So go ahead and shout your team out real quick.
Yeah, no, we have a collective, a full service production company called Creative Thought Media. And we've been around for, I think I started the company in 2008. And so it's definitely been a learning process, but we're committed to figuring it out. You know, we're committed to figuring it out.
Show some. give a compliment to a woman walking by.
No.
Give support to another woman and watch your blessings multiply. Give a shoulder to cry on.
You're fighting for the
everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check them out.
That's cool. You know, even before the pandemic, I had been really looking for Black films to watch, you know, and obviously the spectrum is just overloaded with, you know, Black films of all quality. You know, it varies. You have the stage plays and things that should only be stage plays and not films, you know, and then films that make you just scratch your head like, why haven't I seen this before? And so I love finding them. I love digging for them. I love them finding me. And so this film right now, where can I find this film if I'm going to watch it?
You can find it on all digital platforms. Okay. We are on Amazon. We're on iTunes. We're on Verizon. We're on Spectrum. Where are we at? We're everywhere. Okay. Anywhere movies are sold or watched, we're available.
Okay. Okay. So that's if I have Fire Stick, I can find it there. Apple TV, things like that.
Yeah, so for the first 90 days, this is called the theatrical run.
Okay.
It'll do the theatrical run for the first 90 days. And then after that, the distribution company will work their hardest to stream it to license it to a streaming platform. So hopefully, you know, we land on the HBO, love you. I mean, we end on HBO or Netflix or Hulu or something.
Gotcha. Wow, that's really good. Listen, I have to tell you how proud of you I am. I know that sounds crazy. We've never met. But you know, the journey that you shared with us on social media, you know, watching that, and so many people, you know, I have seen the journey break down. You know, maybe it's I have it written, you know, but I don't have this part.
Yeah.
I can't do this part. I got the actors, we're shooting, but we can't get distribution or something like that. You know, so to see you reach this point and phase is really good. So let me ask you this as I let you go. The message of the film, you said it had to come out now. Talk about the message of the film, and most importantly, the timing of why it has to come out now.
Yeah, I think the message of the film is about loving you right. It's not necessarily about loving another person right.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about learning what it means to love yourself right and make decisions for yourself. Okay. And so that benefit you and that don't tear you down. And so I think for me, that message is one that's needed right now. Everyone is doing a lot of interior work and trying to figure out who they are and what they, you know, what they desire to do and be. And so I think it's just, you know, one of the things that people have been responding to is how it's really caused them to do a really deep internal look at themselves. And so that's really what we want people to do. We want them to enjoy themselves, but we also want people to look at themselves. Somebody who did a panel with us, Will Toms, he said while he was watching the movie, he said, I felt attacked. And so, you know, we want that for people because, you know, I think that's a part of the process of growing and getting better.
Yeah. Wow, I love it. And so obviously, you know, Whitney Houston said it and George Benson said it first, learning to love yourself is the greatest love of all. So
yes, it is.
We have that message in this film. Listen, I have not watched it yet. I've seen the trailer a few times. I've gone back and watched and tried to study it.
Yeah, you gotta give it a watch.
Absolutely. I'm gonna watch it. We're gonna have a watch party. That's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna pull my wife on
there. Right.
I'm not gonna watch it by myself, but we're gonna watch this film. I love it. I love it already. And obviously the message is about loving you, right? That's something definitely that we need to know. Now it's released during Love Month, so hopefully you got that as well. I had another question I was going to ask you, but it slipped my mind as you were talking, so that must mean you answered it. And
hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So, oh, this is what I was going to ask you. After I watch it, after my listeners watch it, how can we join the conversation of Love You Right?
Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter, on social media, on Instagram at Love, LOVE, the letter URIGHT film. So Love You Right using the letter U. Or, you know, you can go on IMDb and rate it. You can go on Amazon and rate it. I think, you know, the most important thing for us is that you share it with somebody. If you enjoy the film, please share it. you know, we don't have a marketing budget, and so everyone is our marketing budget.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm pretty glad to be in on that marketing, that groundswell.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely, absolutely. And looking forward to the next one after this one and all the work that you do. Listen, if y'all see a creative online on social media talking about something that they're working on, encourage them. Be encouraging.
Yes, please do.
Be ready when it releases to support, all right? So Christina Faith, I got to thank you for your time today. I have taken all the time I possibly can today, and I don't regret a second of it. I'm so glad that you hung out with me this whole time. I know you are busy, and I know everybody is trying to get a hold of you. So thank you so much for giving me this time today. Me and my listeners greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Hey, how you guys doing? I am Christina Faith, writer, producer, director, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey everybody, it's Fred Willis. I want to thank you so much for listening today. This was my interview with Christina Faith. If you have not already, I want you to go check out the film Love You Right. It's available everywhere. Make sure you watch it. You know what? After you watch it, I want you to share the comments with me. Let me know what you think of the film. Again, I want to thank Christina Faith for her time today and sharing with all of us. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can follow her on her socials, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure again that you watch Love You Right. Share those reactions and responses with me at fred@sbradioshow.com. Let's talk about it. All right. Ahala. Thank you all so much for listening to Talking Points. All right.